Hey there friends, it's Nick with episode 288 of the Story Hacker Podcast, and a real quick one today because I'm sitting here in front of this new website that I'm building. I think I mentioned a few episodes ago that I'm looking at building a new website, a new platform. This will also be the platform for the storybook, the business storybook I talked about three or four episodes ago. And of course, when we do something like this, it throws into sharp relief the decisions that we are making. And if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, you'll have heard some of this kind of journey, this sort of sometimes tortuous journey, as I've been refining what I'm doing, who I'm doing it for, how I talk about the work, and how I help people. And it's the kind of thing that's, as I say, is thrown into sharp relief when we come to build something like a website. Because I tend to think, don't know whether I've talked about this before, but I tend to think there are two ways to build a business. One is to build a fantastic, amazing, wonderful product that your clients love and talk about. And that's kind of what we did with the agency. You know, no advertising, no sales team, no cold calls, none of that. We did great work. And if you remember, if you listen to the podcast about the levels of telling a better story, the third level of telling a better story is actually to live a better story. So it was easy for us at the agency to tell a great story about our work because we did great work. Yeah. And in fact, not just easy for us to tell that story, our clients told that story too. And thus we grew. So one way of building a business is to create a great product that people love and talk about. The other way, and I don't mean to sound disparaging, but I feel slightly disparaging about it, is what I call the toy manufacturer's way. And this stems from when I was, you know, when my kids were younger, we used to go to these amazing toy shops, buy these amazing toys. And when we gave them to the kids for their birthday or for Christmas or whatever, very often after an hour or two, trying to fit the thing together, it was hard not to think that the manufacturers had spent more time and thought on the packaging than they had on the toy itself. And I think in today's business world, particularly the online world, we see these kind of packaging strategies all the time, don't we? And it might be these irresistible offers, these short-term psychological tactics, these discounts. And I think, you know, listen, it's easy to sound holier than thou here and be positive about one end of that spectrum and negative about the other end. But of course, there is no, you know, no business sits either at one end or the other. We're all sitting somewhere on this thing. And I think one of the important things for each of us in the business that we are building is to decide where we sit on that line. And, you know, I've definitely, as I've talked about before on this podcast, I've decided when I think about the kind of work that I want to do and the kind of clients I want to attract, you know, I've dabbled this past year in more towards the toy manufacturer's end, the shallow end, if you like. And I've come back again and again, I've come back towards what I feel is the deeper end, the creating the great product, the doing the work that our clients will want to talk about to other people. And I think that's going to be reflected in the website. On my current site at the moment, I've got a Work with Nick page that's really high up in the menu. And I'm looking at this new site now. I'm literally looking at it right now. And at the moment, Work with Nick is the last menu item, not because it's not important. You know, we all need to make money. We all need to do things. But I think it's reflecting how I'm attracting clients, you know, and I do not want to be that kind of shouty, offery, this thing's about to disappear if you don't get it right now kind of business. You know, the people who want to work with me, they have an attention span. They have some money. They have an appreciation of the value of, you know, of stories, of words, of copy, of strategy, all those kind of things. And I don't want to be giving them the impression that I'm scrabbling for every buck, every pound, every sale. You know, and that's the website that I'm building right now. And I think it's really useful. If you haven't, I mean, I've talked to you about this before. Come on now, I've talked to you about this before. Spending some time with a pen and a piece of paper, thinking about your business, deciding where you want to sit. You know, on this line, decide where you want to sit. I'm not prepared to do that tactic, strategy, whatever. But I'm prepared to do this. Because if you make these decisions upstream, if you like, the fact that I've decided the kind of business I want to be is making my life so much easier when I come back and, you know, when I get hit by all these offers and these tactics and what have you. Do this, do that, do the other. And I can go, no, do you know what? That's not what I'm doing. That's not the business I'm building. I understand it. I appreciate it. I'm not judging it. I'm judging it a bit, I suppose, but it's not what I want to do for my thing. And I'm really having fun with this new website, thinking about how I want to present myself and position myself and the work and all this value that I'm putting out into the world. And I wish that for you. I wish that fun for you. Anyway, thanks for listening. It's the Story Hacker podcast. If you haven't subscribed already, find Story Hacker Nick Warren in your podcast app and hit subscribe, and we'll carry on this conversation over the next few days. Thanks for listening. Bye now.